Welcome to the Achieve Today podcast series. Today's cast features Coach Joe Lewis talking about how to realize your greatness within.
Hi, everyone. This is Joe Lewis here at Achieve Today. So what keeps us from seeing our greatness within? Oftentimes we get stuck feeling like we are trapped in things from the past. Well, things get placed on us, beliefs and situations and all sorts of things. And with those situations, those beliefs, we find that we've got some kinds of limits. And we feel like we're constrained, we're bound, we're locked up in this place where we can't move forward. Why do we feel like we can't move forward? Well, we go through a traumatic event, maybe an emotionally traumatic event or otherwise, and we read into it. We decide, we make a judgment that is our limits. That's as far as we go. We even place ourselves in constraints based on those judgments. And then we become objects in our minds in a way because we are no longer a person, we are just our limitations. It's like there's this switch that takes place in our minds that says, I can't get past this. In fact, it's this little thing, this little weakness that I have is me. And that's as far as I go. Well, an example of this was when I worked in this position, this tech company. I was in this department and, you know, in a good position. A lot of people really wanted the position and everything. And I felt like, well, phew, this is a lot of responsibilities, a lot of things. Do I belong here and everything? I just saw my weaknesses. I just saw them. And so I was stuck. I was not able to get into a different mindset until I started to realize that that's how I was viewing myself. This is something that we often do. We start to confuse who we are with these little things that are not people. Well, what that means is we are confusing the infinite, amazing, wonderful people that we are, that we are people, we're confusing that with these constraints. So what we can do to get past that is see the contrast, understand and acknowledge that we are infinite beings with infinite potential. There's options out there. There are some other examples of people who did that. Steve Jobs, when he was 12 years old, he was building computers in his garage, and he just saw possibilities. He called up Bill Hewlett of Hewlett Packard when he was 12 years old and just asked for spare parts so that he could build his computer. Well, you know, not just anybody calls up Bill Hewlett. It's a somebody who sees themselves as a person on the same level as him, so that they are able to see that there are possibilities. Others are innovative thinkers like Henry Ford. Yes, there were these horseless carriages that were around and people thought they were just ridiculous and they wouldn't go anywhere and everything because they cost so much, so incredibly much, and they couldn't get them to work for anybody but the ultra rich. But he saw differently. He saw infinite possibilities. He saw it in himself and he saw it in the world. And in turn, he was able to figure out a vehicle that was very cost effective for the common man and that was able to be reliable and functional so that that transformed the world. These things are possible. These things are available to us. When we come to get clear on the distinction between our limitations and our possibilities and who we really are, that we can honor the infinite, wonderful beings that we are, acknowledging our tastes, acknowledging our likes and dislikes and being aware of them, respecting ourselves by paying attention to them and doing things to help us, to help ourselves, to be who we need to be, to discover our truest, fullest selves. So look at our strengths. Find a way to contribute and realize the greatness that is already there within you. That's what we're here to do, to explore and expand this. And I encourage you to do that. Even today, look at your strengths. Pay attention to your tastes, the things that you like, that you don't like, that you appreciate, that you don't appreciate. Pay attention to those things and honor who you truly are. That's it for today, and I'm Joe Lewis at Achieve Today.